Just a year ago, agriculture was hailed as the savior of Pakistan's economy. The sector recorded an impressive growth rate of 6.25%, the best in two decades, and well above that of other sectors. Rural incomes rose, exports expanded, and confidence was high. The finance minister proudly celebrated the resilience of farmers and the strength of the agriculture sector. In just one year, the situation has dramatically changed. Agricultural growth has collapsed, and in the second quarter of fiscal year 2024-25, output increased by only 1.1%. The main factor was a significant fall in the output of Pakistan's major crops. Cotton production, crucial for the textiles industry, which is the country's largest export earner, dropped by over 30%. Maize output shrank by 15%, while rice production slipped as well. The risk of food insecurity also looms large, as the outlook for wheat, the country's most important food crop, is dire. Forecasts suggest a production shortfall of about 11%, driven by less area under cultivation, dry weather conditions, and policy uncertainty. Lower agriculture growth implies that farm incomes are under pressure, but there are also knock-on effects. Reduced agricultural output hurts the entire economy. Fewer exports mean less foreign exchange, smaller wheat harvests mean higher food prices, and rural hardship translates into more pressure on social services and increased rural to urban migration. What caused this sudden reversal, and more importantly, what must we do to get agriculture back on track? A major factor for the poor performance was unfavorable weather. Low rainfall, drought-like conditions, and erratic temperatures impacted crop yields. Water scarcity was severe and, more critically, are likely to continue. Both Tarbela and Mongla dams, Pakistan's largest reservoirs, are now at, or near, dead levels, and farmers in Sindh and Punjab are facing severe irrigation shortages. Tensions with India over water flows under the Indus Waters Treaty add a layer of political risk to an already fragile situation. Whatever the outcome of the dispute with India, and whatever happens to climate in the coming years, water scarcity will likely remain an existential threat for Pakistani agriculture. In the meantime, we continue to waste water through poor irrigation practices and planting water-guzzling crops. Without urgent action, the next few years could see even more frequent and more damaging agricultural failures. Policy missteps have made a bad situation worse. The government's decision to withdraw from the wheat market and remove the traditional minimum support price was a correct one. The system was costly, inefficient, and corrupt, simply unsustainable. However, change was maybe done too rapidly without adequate preparation, and the withdrawal of government support sent shockwaves through the wheat production and marketing system.